wildly. To put it mildly, it was love at first sight. He smiled, she smiled, and they knew right away this was the day they'd waited for all their lives. For a moment one girl, he was holding her hand when the doctor looked up and grinned. Congratulations, twins. One boy, one girl, two hearts beating wildly. To put in my side. He smiled, she smiled, and they knew right away this was the day they'd waited for all their lives. And for a moment the whole world revolved around one boy and one girl.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An Israeli airstrike on a five-story building in northern Gaza has killed at least 93 people, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. The fallout continues from the Sunday Trump rally at Madison Square Garden, at which a Trump supporter called Puerto Rico an island of floating garbage.
In response to Sunday's rally, a nonpartisan Puerto Rican group in Pennsylvania is now urging Latinos to vote for Harris. Today, Trump heads to Allentown, Pennsylvania, a city home to an estimated 34,000 Puerto Ricans.
ABC's Perry Russum, Trump running mate J.D. Vance.
You know what I do when I think a joke is dumb or not funny? I don't laugh.
A new ABC News Ipsos poll shows the vast majority of voters are ready to accept the outcome of the election, regardless of who wins. Longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon gets out of prison today. He served 4 months for refusing to talk about January 6th with Congress. The Dodgers have taken a commanding lead in the World Series, shutting out the Yankees 3-0 so far. This is ABC News. More than 700 homes evacuated south of Denver ahead of a wildfire being pushed by strong winds. The biggest bank in the country is now suing some of its own customers after that ATM scam that went viral over the summer.
In late August, some Chase customers were able to withdraw money from ATMs by writing fraudulent checks to themselves, then immediately withdrawing cash before the checks bounced. Typically, only a fraction of a check's value is immediately available until the check clears, but a glitch at Chase allowed customers to withdraw much larger amounts in that time. Taking advantage of the glitch, which quickly went viral on social media, was essentially check fraud.
It's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. One guy managed to withdraw most of a bogus $335,000 check, and he still has most of it. There's a new king of candy for Halloween. For years, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups have been the most popular purchase, but now M&Ms have taken the crown. Reese's number two, followed by Skittles and Sour Patch Kids. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Macy's Friends and Family is going on right now, and it's the best time to shop for all the gatherings and gifting ahead. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest trends, new arrivals, and the best brands, like Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Steve Madden, Hotel Collection, and more. And get 15% off beauty, too. Plus, get free shipping with any $25 purchase today at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American sausage cheese or sauce. Bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American cheese or sauce. Bacon. You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. There's been a nearly 40% increase in early in-person absentee voting in Wisconsin over 2020 since both political parties are encouraging people to vote early. That's going to mean a lot of absentee ballots, and local election officials are prohibited from starting to count them until the morning of Election Day. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance brought policy comments to a stop in Wausau Monday. Vance attacked Vice President Kamala Harris on energy policies and inflation, saying a Trump administration would allow more oil drilling and require that newly built homes go to American families. And advances for Amtrak service in Wisconsin. The first 5 months of the passenger railroad's new Borealis line saw over 100,000 passengers riding the 13-stop route between St. Paul and Chicago, or an average of 650 riders per day. Borealis makes 8 stops in Wisconsin, including 2 in Milwaukee.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Friendly and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Tires are an essential part of your vehicle. Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service check your tires and replace them if necessary. Adams Super Service features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
I'm Terry Schoonover, candidate for Assembly in District 29, which runs along the Mississippi River from Trempealeau in the south to Prescott in the north and over to Blair in the east. Our rural schools are hurting. Since 2010, the revenue limit on our school districts has fallen behind inflation by $3,300 per student. That's a huge reduction. Our kids are losing out. As your representative, my first priority will be to increase state funding for our rural schools. I'd appreciate your vote for Assembly on November 5th, paid for by Schoonover for 8029, Bill Brueger, Treasurer.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. Our high right around 81 this afternoon. The wind out of the south gusting to between 30 and 35. Tonight 67. Tomorrow scattered showers and thunder showers. Windy, cooler. Falling temperatures will drop into the mid-60s by late afternoon. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it is easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It is worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You say you were wrong to ever leave me alone. And now you're sorry. You're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen and might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lies. Here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Never turn back. So you're leaving, caught me unaware. But the fact is, you've run, girl, that can't be undone. So here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who listens, yeah, might give a damn. Maybe one of sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lies. Now here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Yeah, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Yeah,
made a wish upon a star, I could have a brand new car. Got tired of wishing, so I stole one. 17 and knew it all. My dreams were big, but my thoughts were small. So many roads, somehow I chose the wrong one. But Jesus and Mama always loved me, even when the devil took control. Jesus and Mama always loved me. This I know. I felt trapped most all my life. Found new kinds of lows and highs. Never been a husband, but I've had a lot of wives to hold me. Headstrong, stubborn, couldn't be told. Like a wild horse that couldn't be rode. A rainbow chaser, hungry for gold and still searching. But Jesus and Mama always loved me, even when the devil took control. Jesus and Mama always loved me. This I know. I wish Mom could see me now, and I've turned it all around. Lately I've been going down the right road. Life's a picture that you paint, with blues and grays, cans and canes. Heaven knows I'm not a saint, but I know Jesus and Mama always loved me, even when the devil
took control. Jesus and Mom always loved me. This I know.
Reeling in the hits all day long. Real Country, 1430.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Terry Clark and You're Easy on the Eyes here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins. We have temperatures low to or mid to upper 50s across the region, 80s today, believe it or not. And we'll have our ag weather forecast, but it's going to get a lot of colder here by the last half of the work week. So enjoy the warm weather today because it's going to change. Also this hour, we're going to talk with Forrest Humphrey as well. He is with Wisconsin Farmers Union about a local food procurement program that they use for food pantries here in Wisconsin. We're going to talk with Forrest a little bit about that here coming up in our newsmaker segment. Well, Congressman Derek Van Orden, along with a group of other congressional leaders, are sending out the nasty gram to USDA. So they want to know more about the distribution and oversights of grants and loans. specifically to Pure Prairie Poultry. Yep, those fine folks that abandoned their farmers. And really, this story only gets worse. Of course, we already know what happened to the farmers in Wisconsin. Now, Iowa, well, they got a court order. They were able to care for 1.3 million chickens. So they were feeding them, taking care of them, and the whole bit. Well, the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship had to euthanize all of the birds over the last few weeks. Why? Because of an unavailability of processors or processing capacity, no buyers, and of course the cost that the taxpayers have been paying. Now, there's a little bit more to this story. Tyson Foods was going to purchase the birds, and they were going to process them and the whole bit. But that offer had to be rescinded. Why? The creditors for Pure Prairie Poultry threatened to sue Tyson for part of their profits if they took those birds. Oh, really? Iowa officials then tried to get the chickens processed and donated to food pantries. Makes sense? Nope, that's not going to happen. Why? Because of the legal risks. From whom? Well, you betcha, those creditors as well. And then there was the scale of the logistics required as well. And too, that was part of it. So the state of Iowa, they spent how many weeks feeding these birds? 1.3 million of them. And they had to basically euthanize all of them. I do have a call into Congressman Van Orden's office, also Senator Baldwin's office, even State Representative Pronchinsky's office. I've been reaching out to all of them after this story came across the wire. Yeah, we'll be talking about this. You better believe it. We're going to find out what's going to change here in some of this, some of this stuff works. Not just giving out the loans and stuff, but there's probably going to be some other changes here. At least in my opinion, there better be. If the creditors can prevent the birds from being processed, then the creditors should be the ones responsible to feed and care for the birds and find buyers themselves. And if they're unwilling to do that, then the creditors, whomever the CEO is, should go to jail for animal cruelty. Pretty simple as that. But we have calls into Congressman Van Orden's office, Senator Baldwin's office, and also State Assemblyman Trig Pronchinsky as well. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The hard but necessary family conversations. Our guest today, Wesley Tucker, field specialist in agricultural business with the University of Missouri Extension. We talk about estate and succession planning. Wesley has some advice from a recent PDP Dairy Signal.
I do call this the hard but necessary family conversations because I really feel like communicating and talking about some of these sensitive issues. How many of you would be excited or happy if the day after your funeral, a caravan of livestock trailers backed up to your facilities and loaded up all your cows to take them to the sale barn, the local auction company was called to schedule the estate machinery sale, and the kids stopped by the realty office on the way home from the funeral to list the farm for sale? And in all the hundreds of times I've asked this, no one ever jumps up and says, yeah, that's what I want my legacy to be. But the reality is, if we don't take farm succession serious, And if we don't plan for it and work through some of the difficult conversations, that may be your legacy. And so that's really what we want to try to avoid. And so I think all of our producers will be familiar with the old three-legged milking stool, right? Roadmaps to farm and ranch transition, to make that map for how would the operation should transition from one generation to the next. I spend quite a bit of time talking about family business dynamics and how to separate some of those family and business roles. And then we spend quite a bit of time talking about family meetings and how to protect not only the business through those, but also the family. The reality is when we had the recent ag census, we found that 38% of our producers are now 65 or older. It doesn't matter where I go across the country. If I go to the Midwest to crop producers, if I go to the North or South to dairy producers, or any small town that has small businesses like a rural hardware store or a local feed store, rural America is on the edge of a massive amount of rollover of small businesses from one generation to the next. And so we've got to get really serious about planning and doing this properly if we want to not only protect our operations and our families, but also our rural communities scattered throughout our country. If all you want to do is pass the land to your kids, all you need is an estate plan, pass your stuff to the kids, check the box, go get a will, a trust, whatever you want to do, get your estate plan in order, and you can sleep well at night. But the reality is, if a farmer's goal is not just leaving the land to the kids and letting them fight over it or sell it, but if a farmer's goal is actually seeing if you want one of your kids milking cows on your family land 5 years or 10 years after you're gone, then a succession plan is much, much bigger than an estate plan. Yes, estate planning is part of succession planning, but it's only a piece of it. Because yes, you have to think about the assets. You've got to think about the financial side of it. Do I even want to retire? Does the dairy support more than one family in this operation? And then the elephant in the room often is, who is my business successor going to be and how I'm going to treat them if I have one or two children that want to be a part of the dairy operation when I have other children that don't? And just going through farm succession with my family when my father was killed, you know, unexpectedly quickly, I realized how important this truly is. Now, family businesses, unfortunately, are hard. There's always something that takes priority over our time. But unless you get extremely intentional about communicating and put family meetings on the calendar and say, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about things once a month or once a quarter or whatever, they will not happen. I love that analogy of the airport runway. The sooner we start having these, the longer the runway we got and the smoother the landing can be. Don't be afraid to bring family together and talk about things. I feel like sometimes people are so afraid because they know there's different thoughts and different opinions. They feel like, well, if I let people have the opportunity to express their opinion, it's like going through the drive-thru at a fast food restaurant. Everyone gets what they ordered. No, it's not. You know, we're going to have to compromise. We're going to have to make some hard decisions. It is important to let everyone have a voice and everyone to have, you know, input. But then ultimately, we have to make some of these hard decisions about what's best for the family and best for the future of our dairy operation.
Those are comments from Wesley Tucker, field specialist in agricultural business at the University of Missouri Extension, on a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday on Dairy Radio Now.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Apply stopped, opt out. The FDA has not approved or substantiated these claims.
Mark, you're late again.
Sorry, I just don't have the energy I did a few years ago.
Could be low testosterone.
Low T?
It happens, especially after 40. I was feeling the same way, so I started taking enclomiphene from Zelthy. It helps boost testosterone and made a huge difference for me.
I thought testosterone replacement therapies had risks.
This isn't testosterone replacement therapy. There's no injections. It's a simple daily pill that boosts your body's natural production of testosterone.
This helps you?
Enclomiphene can double your testosterone levels. I'm building lean muscle and cutting down weight. I'm also sleeping better, plus other benefits in the bedroom. It's easy to try. Plus, send them a text right now and get 40% off.
Text STEPS to 200-300 to find out if you qualify for enclomiphene from Zelthy. It can double your testosterone levels, so don't wait. Text STEPS to 200-300 right now and get 40% off. It's 100% online and ships directly to your door. Text STEPS to 200-300. That's STEPS to 200-300.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old set of four-letter word, it started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. Got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. We got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The nest side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding mama's hand. Yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. With tears in my eyes, I wrapped him in a hook, said my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. 'Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman, we'll be just alike, hey, won't we, Dad? When I can do everything you do, 'cause I've been watching you. Hey, yeah.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Rodney Atkins and Watching You here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 58 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, November milk up 9 to 2022, December up 5 to 2015, January up 12 to 2004, February steady at 1981. Meanwhile, cheese markets were steady yesterday, barrels at 187, 40-pound blocks at 190. No sales on the day. Cash butter down 2 to 260, 7.5, 3 trades on the day. Grading on fed dry milk steady at 137.5, 10 trades. Dry whey steady at 16.5, and no trades on the day. Live cattle markets and feeder cattle markets are called mixed today. Hogs are called higher. Now, the livestock complex closed higher Monday with live cattle showing the least gains. Live cattle couldn't push through the resistance levels, but feeder cattle are trending higher. Hog futures also posted new contract highs across the board. Now, the trade, though, will continue to watch that consumer demand. That's really the continuing driver here for the futures markets. Cash cattle was about $2 higher last week, and that could help, again, continue to move the cattle markets higher this week if that demand continues. Looks like there could be even some higher consumer demand for hogs, with pork cutout values showing a very nice gain yesterday. October live cattle opened the day at 190.17, December 189.27, February at 190.10. October feeder cattle opened at 250.07, November 249.20, January 246.95. December hogs opened at 80.62, February 84.22, April at 87.12. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher. We are continuing to see some strong export demand that is helping to support corn and beans. Also, the winter wheat condition ratings, the initial ratings came out. They were lower than expected, and that is helping U.S. wheat prices. December corn up 2.25 this morning at 4.13. March and May up 2. March at 4.26 3/4. May at 4.35 1/4. New crop 25 up 1 to 4.40 1/2. November beans up 6.25 to 9.80 1/4. January up 4.5 to 9.90 1/2. March up 4 3/4 to 10.03. New crop 25 up 3.25 to 10.25. December soybean meal down $1 to 303.80. And December soybean oil up 71 cents to 43.40. Chicago wheat, December up 5.25 to 5.64. March up 4.5 to 5.84. Minneapolis wheat, December and March up 3.5. December at 5.98 3/4. March at 6.21 1/2. Energy markets this morning are higher. December crude oil up 70 cents to 68.08. January up 68 cents to 67.66. November and December gas both up 2 cents. November at 198. December at 194. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 341, December 346, January 349, new crop 25, 380, cash beans 889, December 901, January 906, new crop 25, 932. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 345 3/4, November 350 3/4, December 360 3/4, January 371 3/4. Pilgrims Pride Arcadia, cash corn 359, December 376, January 385. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and November corn 358, cash beans 899, January 906. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 361, new crop 25 389, cash beans 874, new crop 25 932. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 374, November 371, April 409. New crop 25, 401. Cash beans 937. November 940. April 979. New crop 25, 963. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound cash corn 358. January 363. And cash beans 902. January at 914. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle 176 to 194. Holstein fed cattle 155 to 179, market cows 106 to 126, bulls 131 to 159, calves 200 to 1010, beef steers 180 to 420, Holstein steers 163 to 355. Sheep markets, market lambs 175 and down, light lambs 225 and down, ewes 87 and down, rams 92 and down, goat markets, does 170 and down, bucks 195 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the Morning Farm Report from Wisconsin 106.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. The FDA has not approved or substantiated these claims.
Mark, you're late again.
Sorry, I just don't have the energy I did a few years ago.
Could it be low testosterone?
Low T?
It happens, especially after 40. I was feeling the same way, so I started taking enclomiphene from Zelthy. It helps boost testosterone and made a huge difference for me.
I thought testosterone replacement therapies had risks.
This isn't testosterone replacement therapy. There's no injections. It's a simple daily pill that boosts your body's natural production. Of testosterone.
This helps you?
Enclomiphene can double your testosterone levels. I'm building lean muscle and cutting down weight. I'm also sleeping better, plus other benefits in the bedroom. It's easy to try. Plus, send them a text right now and get 40% off.
Text STEPS to 200-300 to find out if you qualify for enclomiphene from Zelthy. It can double your testosterone levels, so don't wait. Text STEPS to 200-300 right now and get 40% off. It's 100% online and ships directly to your door. Text STEPS to 200-300. That's STEPS to 200-300.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
If we could leave this big old city and head for the cabin we love back deep in the woods, oh baby we would. If we could jump some big old jet plane for the islands where the weather is always good, but don't you know we would. Oh, we can't do this and we can't do that, but baby we can stay right where we're at. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip up to heaven. Can do that, but baby we can stay right where we're at. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip up to heaven tonight. Take a little time, leave it all behind. Take a little trip, you and me out of sight. Pull down the shades, turn out the lights. Take a little trip up to heaven tonight. Take a little trip up to heaven tonight.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Joining us this morning is Forrest Humphrey. He is the local food organizer with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. And today we're going to talk a little bit about the Wisconsin Local Food Purchase Assistance Program. That's a mouthful. Say that fast. We're going to find out a little bit more about that as Forrest had held a kind of an update and a brainstorming session with the Wisconsin Farmers Union and some of their members here last week. And Forrest, thanks for joining us. Well, first, tell us about the Wisconsin Local Food Purchase Assistance Program, what it does.
Yeah, the Wisconsin Local Food Purchase Assistance Program, or WILFPA for short, is a program that pays small farms to grow food for food pantries and food banks all over Wisconsin. It's a really great program because it buys all of its food locally from Wisconsin farmers and distributes it fresh to people who need it.
So the food that's purchased, let's first talk a little bit about that. Obviously, we're not like California where we can grow tomatoes year-round. So do you have to do some of this produce in season?
Yeah, so right now we're kind of coming to the end of our growing season, and it has been huge for pantries. We've been able to procure all sorts of Wisconsin-grown products and meat, too, which has been a really, really important part of the program, being able to source really high-quality protein for food banks and food pantries. And, yeah, everything's grown right here in Wisconsin. We're growing stuff that's in season and, again, getting it out to people who need it.
And so this can go to every food pantry in the state, regardless of their affiliation?
We work with all sorts of food pantries. We work with the big food banks that are distributing to multiple pantries, everything down to the small local food shelves in rural communities all over the place.
Talking with Forrest Humphreys, the local food organizer with the Wisconsin Farmers Union this morning. So you mentioned, okay, we have the produce, we have the meats and the proteins. Obviously, Wisconsin is the dairy state. I'm assuming you're doing cheese. Are you having local milk or fluid milk, I guess I should say? And if not, are you looking at trying to expand that?
So right now we are doing some value-added dairy products. Value-added products are a really important part of the program. So that would be your maple syrup, honey, and of course, cheese. So we have some local cheese producers who are participating in the program. Right now, our plan is to keep doing that. We don't have a plan to include milk at this point.
So as so far, the program's been in place for a couple of years. What are some of the results?
We've had some really awesome results. I think we've gotten really good feedback from farmers who are participating in this program. They've highlighted the stability that they've felt being part of this program. So at the beginning of the season, they get a contract, which means that they know that, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 worth of their product is going to be sold. They have a guaranteed market for it. That's so important because that allows farmers some stability. They can reinvest in their farm. They can plan for the season. And that's been really huge. On the other side of things, pantries are getting some really, really high quality local food. And that's been great to get that out to the people that they serve. All told, right now, we've distributed just over $3 million worth of food in Wisconsin. And that $3 million, that is payments that have gone right back into the pockets of small farms.
Talking with Forrest Humphrey, local food organizer with Wisconsin Farmers Union, talking about the Wisconsin Local Food Purchase Assistance Program this morning. So this all goes to food pantries throughout the state. So how is it being distributed? Do you have to have, is there a certain distribution point for all of this?
This has been a really critical part of the program. So the Wisconsin Food Hub Cooperative does almost all of the distribution for this program. They're out of Waupaca, and they have routes all over the state. So they're going to small farms, they're picking up fresh produce, they're picking up meat from processors, and they're taking that right to food pantries all over the state. I believe they have over 25 routes that hit pretty much every community in this state.
So during the event that you had here at the new Farmers Union headquarters here in Chippewa Falls, and the folks you were meeting with, what were some of the things you folks were talking about?
Yeah, so we met here at the Wisconsin Farmers Union's Market on River building to talk a little bit about where we've been with the program, what some of the program outcomes have been, and then how we carry this momentum forward into the future. We just saw that a couple weeks ago, the USDA announced that they're going to have more funding for programs like this. So we're really excited to build on the great foundation that we have here in Wisconsin. And we think that we can be a leader for other states who are running LFPA programs. So today we were meeting to, again, talk about those program outcomes and to do a little brainstorming. We brought together farmers, food pantry staff. We brought together folks from DATCAP and the Wisconsin Farmers Union and our other partner, Marble Seed, to plan and strategize for the future, to figure out, you know, what kind of support do we need to provide for farmers going into the future, and what do food pantries need to continue getting this good food out there?
Talking with Forrest Humphrey this morning, local food organizer with Wisconsin Farmers Union, talking about the Wisconsin Local Food Purchase Assistance Program this morning. You mentioned about funding and what the program potentially would need down the road. Right now, it's getting a lot of federal funding. Obviously, that's where this to start. Obviously, that's always something that is not stable, and that's being polite. I mean, it can fluctuate wild swings or be cut out. So is that another part of this, to try to find alternate funding from like corporate sponsors or something that like that, just in case something changes in DC for whatever reason, and suddenly the funding dries up?
Yeah, so, you know, I mentioned earlier that one of the things that farmers really appreciate about this program is that stability. And with federal funding, you know, like you said, that can be gone at a moment's notice. So yeah, we're really trying to get creative. How can we build a really vibrant, durable local food system? How can we make those connections between farmers and the Wisconsin Food Hub Cooperative, and between farmers and food pantries, to make sure that, you know, people have that good working relationship? So that's one part of making sure this program is sustainable. And then, yeah, we want to get creative about, you know, finding funding. We want to get creative to support our farmers. There's so many community organizations like the Wisconsin Farmers Union that are out there to support small farms, and we're looking for support and funding wherever we can find it.
And finally, this is, I think for some folks as well, this is different from the program that like the state has and even the federal government has, where a school district or a hospital can get food locally. This is totally separate, right?
This is a separate program. And I think this program has two strengths. One of the real strengths is that, you know, we're delivering right to food access organizations, so food banks and food pantries all over the state. So we're getting this really high quality food to people who otherwise might not have access to it. That's really important because, you know, this is nutritionally dense food. This is like, you know, really high quality produce, really high quality meat that's getting to people who can really use it. And additionally, this program is directly supporting farmers. I like to think about this as like an economic development program. We are directly benefiting small farms who,
those have been traditionally underserved?
Who've been traditionally underserved. And, you know, the benefits that go to a small farm, those go out to the rest of the community too, right? Farmers are sending their kids to school in small communities all over the state. They're hiring, you know, farm workers from their communities. It's really a benefit for the whole community, a benefit for small local economies.
How are the farmers picked or signed up or to be a part of this? How did that happen, and how does it happen if someone wants to become part of the program?
Yeah, so farmers went through an application process to be part of this program. We wanted to make sure that we were able to support farmers too. So every farmer who participated in this program got some training to be what we call wholesale ready, so that they know how to pack a box to sell to an institution or a restaurant, you know, that those wholesale markets. It's really important that we're getting farmers into those markets. So yeah, farmers had an application process. Next year, stay tuned. We will, as soon as we have more information for next year, we'll be letting folks know.
That is Forrest Humphrey, local food organizer with Wisconsin Farmers Union. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Introducing Riverside Plaza, now open at the shop bays of Napa Auto Parts in Durand. Riverside Plaza is a Napa Auto Care Center offering expert service at a price you can afford. Get oil changes starting at just $22.50, plus oil and filter, including a full inspection and fluid top-off. Riverside Plaza also provides tire sales, repairs, fleet maintenance, diagnostics, and wheel alignments. Enjoy convenient drop-off and loyalty rewards. Open until 6 p.m. daily and Saturdays by appointment. Riverside Plaza, 403 West Madison Street, downtown Durand.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
Another warm day today, but some big changes on the way in our ag weather forecast. Now, we will see some warmer temperatures along with some showers and storms as well. A cold front will move through the region late Wednesday with rain showers likely Wednesday into Thursday morning. Believe it or not, there could even be some snow mixing in on Thursday. Drier and much cooler conditions settle in behind the front for the rest of the work week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a warm one, high 77 to 82, relative humidities at 41 to 46%, south winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 30 to 35. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower or storm, lows 62 to 67, relative humidities at 84 to 89%, south winds at 8 to 13, gusting to 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms, highs 70 to 75, relative humidities at 58 to 63%, southwest winds at 13 to 18, gusting to 35, anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, much colder, with a chance of showers, highs only 45 to 50. For Friday, mostly sunny, highs 50 to 55. Saturday, partly sunny, another chance of rain, highs 55 to 60. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, highs 55 to 60. And for Monday, mostly cloudy, another chance of rain, highs 55 to 60.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The best place to store your large round hay bales for the winter is inside, but you may not have that option. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for how to minimize your losses as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Pride. It runs deep for those in agriculture. But that pride can also prevent farmers from asking for help when it's needed most. An injury, illness, or natural disaster is a heavy burden for any operation to bear. Farm Rescue is here to help shoulder that burden. We are a nonprofit organization helping farm families in crisis with free planting, haying, and harvesting assistance. There is no pride lost when it comes to Farm Rescue. Learn more at farmrescue.org.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Producers have concerns about storing large round hay bales and how to reduce spoilage. Round bales usually suffer greater losses than smaller rectangular bales because they tend to stay outside and uncovered between baling and feeding. Carla Hernandez is a forage specialist at South Dakota State University. She says some spoilage is inevitable, but keeping your hay dry is a key component to saving your investment.
One of the critical points is cover them. I mean, wrapping around it and pack them very well and firmly. So if you wrap your hay bale, you have a pretty good and decent chance. If you're not, then you have the probability of having more dry matter losses.
Plastic wrap, tarps, or canvases can all be used to protect your hay. Bale placement is also very important for airflow. Place them in rows end to end with 3 feet between rows. Don't stack the bales unless they can be covered.
You get this big rain event,